继续我们的讲习会。
And to continue our workshop.
我们来唱诗287首。
Let's sing hymn 287.
287首。
287.
Holy call at his summons, we will rise to follow. Gladly we will give him of our all. Labor, labor for Jesus. Joyfully we'll go, joyfully we'll go. Labor for Jesus. Joyfully we'll work for him.Joyful, we will spread the gospel, gladly tell of his loving ways. On the cross he gave his life to save us, saving sinners, oh what wondrous grace. Labor for Jesus, joyfully we'll go, joyfully we'll go.Joyfully we'll go for him. Meekly, answer Jesus' calling. Work and pray to follow in his way. Lamb of God, most ever-loving Savior, by our sides he will forever stay. Labor for Jesus.Joyfully we'll go, joyfully we'll go. Labor for Jesus, joyfully we'll work for him.
一起同心跪下，为我们的聚会来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray for our service.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
我们继续来看这个教会宣道跟与教会成长。
Let's continue looking at evangelism and the growth of the church。
早上我们谈到教会会成长。
This morning we talked about that the church will grow。
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God。
下午我们来谈宣道会使教会成长。
This afternoon let's talk about how the evangelism will cause the church to grow。
我们去年的教会成长率大概4%多。
Last year, our church's growth rate was about 4.something%.
但是我们的流失率大约3%多。
But we have a retainment rate of about 3.something%.
我们想想看，如果去年都没有一个是人受洗。
If you think about this, if nobody got baptized last year,
那我们教会的人数就会减少。
Then actually, our church's number will go down.
这样就好像一个人年纪大了，他不是。不但没有长高，反而老惰、老得丢了，老了又缩下去了。
It's just like how somebody after they get pass a certain age, they don't not only grow, but they actually get shorter.
你可以想象一个家庭即使它是一个很大的家庭
，You can think of a family, even though it's a big family.
但是这里面的这个家的女人都不会生产。
But if it's all females, they will not grow.
都不会生孩子。
They will not, and they don't have children.
那这个家到最后真的绝子绝孙，最后这个家就没有人了。
Then in the end, this family will just get smaller and smaller until there's nobody left.
所以这个宣道对教会成长一个非常重要的一个因素。
So evangelism is very important for the growth of the church.
我们在座的很多都是宣道的同工。
Many of us here are evangelical workers.
我们都好盼望我们的教会可以成长。
We all have a hope that our church will grow.
那到底我们要怎么样去做这份工作呢
？So how can we do this work?
我们真的要回到古道来看《使徒行传》圣经神怎么样来复兴当时的教会
？We have to go back to the old days to see how God prospered the church in the Book of Acts.
所以我们看下一页，就是我们《使徒行传》是从圣灵的一个工作开始的。
in the book of Acts, the work started with the work of the Holy Spirit.
第一章第四节，神叫他们不要离开耶路撒冷。
In chapter 1 verse 4, Jesus told them not to leave Jerusalem.
因为他们得到圣灵，就会有能力。
Because once they received the Holy Spirit, they would receive power.
就能够在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚地极来做见证。
And they could be witnesses for him in Jerusalem, to Samaria, Judea, and to the end of the earth.
那第一章的十三节就开始记载，他们有120个人同心合意，恒切祷告。
And chapter 1 verse 13 talked about how there were 120 of them who prayed hard and with one heart.
那第一章的十三节到十五节，我们就发觉到这里有三组人
啊。And in chapter 1 verse 15, we see that there are three groups of people.
第一组人就是耶稣的门徒。
The first were the disciples of Jesus.
今天祷告的人呢，我们要邀那一些做圣工的人哦，要来祷告。
Today, in order to find people to do their work, we have to pray.
第二组人是那个接受过主耶稣恩典的那些妇人。
The second group were those who had received the blessings and grace of Christ.
今天呢，很多真的曾经经历过神迹奇事的童龄，很喜欢祷告。
Today, there are many brothers and sisters who have experienced God who like to pray.
第三组人是耶稣的家人。
And the third group of people were the family of Jesus.
所以今天我们教会要把这三组人聚集在一起啊。成为宣道族祷告的精兵。
And so in church today, we have to get these three groups of people together to become warriors of prayer.
早上谢执事在谈到我们必须要有这个很重要的这个 mind and spirit 宣道的这种精神。
In this morning's session, Deacon Shea talked about how we have to have a mind and spirit in evangelism.
第一点是谈到祷告。
The first is prayer.
弟兄姐妹，我想我们对这个祷告的重要性都可以不用再重复了。
Brothers and sisters, I think we all understand prayer and it's important.
重要是你回去怎么做。
The important thing is when you go back, how do you do it?
那个不要一个人祷告。
Don't just sit there and pray by yourself.
你要两三个人同心而意祷告。
You have to have two or three praying in one accord.
你要120个人一起祷告。
You have to have 120 people praying in one accord.
所以我们要怎么样去找人来祷告。
So how do we find people to pray with?
你不敢要求人祷告。
Don't be afraid to invite others to pray.
尤其你是宣道组的宣道组负责的人。
Especially if you coordinate an evangelical team.
因为这个不是害人家的。
Because this is not to hurt somebody.
这实在是一个福气啊。
This is a blessing.
祷告是一个人可以做的最好的福气啊。
Prayer is one of the greatest blessings that we have.
我很佩服一个执事。
I really admire a deacon.
他在一个教会当主席的时候
that when he was the chair of a church once,
他大声要求您布道会之前执会人员要禁食两个月
that a month or two before, 2 months before spiritual convocation, they would tell all the council members to pray and fast once a day.
他搬到另外一个教会
and then when they moved to another church,
那个教会也接受他来做执事
and that church accepted this person to be their deacon.
他开会也要求那个执会的成员临布道会之前一定要每天进食一餐。
And in that same council, in that council, he also requested all the council members to fast and pray once a day, 2 months before.
到了第一个教会人数比较少。
And the second church he went to had fewer members.
但是其实那一次也没有一个人受洗。
And actually, that time nobody got baptized.
但是你会知道，当你的职位成员真的是用心在祷告的时候
，But you see that when this entire council was praying together,
那整个灵恩布道会充满了喜乐
，That the joy filled the entire spiritual convocation.
没有一个人受洗
，Not one was baptized.
但是整个教会充满喜乐
，But the entire church was filled with joy.
这真的很奇妙
This is very wonderful.
所以我觉得我很佩服这位工人
，So I admire this worker.
因为他知道这是一个福气，他不是一个不好意思要求的事情
，Because he knew this was a blessing. This isn't something he should be ashamed to ask people to do.
如果今天我们的态度不对
，If our attitude is not correct today，
就是为了要这个是做给人家看的
，And we just want to do this for other people to see，
这个做了主耶稣也不高兴
，You do this, even Jesus isn't happy。
但是只要我们动机对
，But if our motive is right，
这个实在是真的。主耶稣自己也说如果新郎不在的时候，你们就要禁食啦。
Jesus himself said, when the shepherd is gone, you must fast yourselves。
所以让我们不要把它成为一个观念而已。
So let's not treat this just as a concept.
一定要把它成为一种行动。
Let's turn it into action.
诸位，我们想想看我们这耶稣教会早期到底怎么发展的
？Let's think. How did the True Jesus Church prosper in the early days?
真的，我们那个从北京开始的时候，那时候传福音是用一句成语讲，就是势如破竹那个速度很快的在传遍全中国。
Truly, in the beginning, when the church first spread out of Beijing, it spread with lightning speed.
那为什么当时的速度那么快呢
？Why was it so fast?
真的，我也做，我有时候觉得自己也实在是没有那种guts 也没那种感动。真的有人禁食39天，有人禁食2个礼拜，有人禁食1个礼拜。
So often I feel like even I don't have the guts to do this. People back then would fast 39 days or 2 weeks or even a week.
真的，他们那时候真的是有那种很大的感动，做这种事情。
Back then, they had the great movement to do something like
that. 当然也不是没有假弟兄了哈。
Of course, there are also false brothers.
我看早期的报告，有的人也跟着进食啊。
I know in the old times, I read reports about how people would fast with them.
但是没有新的，后来进食到饿死的也有啊。
But there are certain people who fasted to the point where they actually starved to death.
就是身体不好的也有啊。
Because there are those whose health was not so good.
所以我们看这个进食小小的东西，那个是有感动你才做得出来哦。
So actually.We say for fasting, you have to do it if you're moved to do it.
我常常看到这个NYTS 的学生啊。
Often we see NYTS students.
有时候进食到第二天，跟他说传道，我跟主耶稣讲我要进食三天了哦，但是哦，我实在是受不了了，我怎么办啊？
They would come to me and say, "This is the second day I fasted. I told Jesus I'm going to fast to the third day, but I really can't handle it. What do I do now?"
这个没有神的灵感动很难进食哎。
It's very hard to fast if you're not moved by the Spirit of God.
在这个温哥华的啊加拿大的学生灵会。
During the student spiritual convocation in Vancouver,
一个孩子大概进食，我不晓不止三天吧，忘了多久了。
There's a child who fasts for about 3 days or so. I forget.
他跟我讲说他每天晚上洗冷水澡。
And he told me that he takes a cold shower every night.
我说很冷哎，你为什么洗冷水澡
？I said it's freezing here. Why are you taking cold showers?
我不晓为什么我祷告到身体很热哎。
He said because I keep praying to the point that my body.
那个都是神的工作了，这个不是强迫的来的。
This was the work of God. You can't force this on someone.
但是你如果有心的话，真的，你为了复兴教会，觉得现在教会没有神的同工。
If you have the heart and faith to do this, and you see that this is the work of God in the church.
新郎不在。
And when you have this heart, it's not hard.
新郎不在了，那个 bridegroom 不在了。
Oh, sorry. When the bridegroom's not around.
主耶稣啊，求你跟我们同在吧。
Lord Jesus, please be with us.
做做看。
Let's try it.
看主耶稣怎么样跟我们在一起。
And see how he abides with us.
不是形式。
It's not to do it for the action.
真心的去做。
But it's to do it from your heart.
那再来啊，我觉得在使徒行传，他们之所以先到很有能力，是一种有一种无声的先到哦。
Another reason that we see so much power in the church in the book of Acts is that they had this invisible evangelism.
Next slide. 我们来看第二章的四十二节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse
使徒行传第二章四十二节。
Verse 42.
第二章四十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈求。四十四节。
44.
信的人都在一处，还物公用。四十六节。
46.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家里拨饼，存欢喜诚实的心用换。你会知道，他们得到圣灵之后，有一种新的生活态度。
You notice that they had a different attitude on life after they received the Holy Spirit.
哎，过人民公社的生活哈，穷人很高兴，富有人家通通要把财产卖出去了。人民公社就是大家一起卖钱财，一起过生活啊。
And so we see everybody sold everything and everybody lived communally. They sold their things and lived together.
这个是一个很大的生命的改变。
This was a great change in their lives.
今天哦，我们说要宣道，真的弟兄姐妹，我们要鼓励，我们真的要有一个新的生命的展现。
Today when we say we want to preach, we want to evangelize, we have to have a new life.
小弟昨天晚上谈到说，第一次在秘鲁啊做宣道工，说要去一个地方宣道啊。
Last night I talked about how the first time I went to preach in Peru.
听了观众开始抽烟喝酒。
I heard that people there would drink and.
我们要宣召的对象呢，一坐下来就开始抽烟喝酒了。
Oh, well, once the people that we were preaching to, once we sat down, they started drinking and smoking.
哇，这个真的怎么布道我都不知道哎。
And I didn't know how to start evangelizing.
然后。第二个那个晚上我们的姐妹邀了三个人来听道理。
That night, a sister invited three people to come and hear the gospel.
她边听也是边抽烟。
And as they were listening to the gospel, they were smoking with one hand.
信耶稣的人真的可以戒烟、戒酒、戒女人呢。
For someone to believe in Christ, they can even get rid of all of this.
真的一个生命的一个改变。
They can really change their lives.
真的坏脾气的可以变温柔。
They can change their hot tempers.
淫乱的可以变圣洁。
They can turn from being dirty to being
clean. 人家看到了就觉得你真的改变了，不一样。信耶稣真的很好。
So other people look at you and they can tell that you've changed. That it's so great to believe in Christ.
我们在这个秘鲁啊做宣道这位老姐妹啊。
There is an old sister when we were preaching in Peru.
她是带我们去的这位老姐妹啊。
She's the sister that brought us there.
真的在他们的家族里面哦，大家都认为她是一个很好的人。
Really, many people in her family thought that she was a good person.
她的敌人呐都爱她。
Even her enemies loved her.
其实啊，他们那是她的家，她女儿的家哦。他们楼下他们那个楼下的房间呢，偷偷告诉我们说，那个人以前曾经打过她。
Actually, this was her daughter's house, and they said that the person who lived on their first floor this was her own family members. They told me that her family member used to even beat her. But our old elderly sister really had love.
在她困难的时候还请她这个打过她的家人来她的家族里面工作。
In her difficulty, she even invited this family member, this relative who beat her, to come work for her in the house.
所以大家都对她尊敬三分了, 因为这个人的确是一个很好的人呢。
So they had the greatest respect for her because they knew she was a good person.
哥林多后书5章11节说, 我们现在都在主里面了哦。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that we are all in Christ.
我们是新造的人呢。
That we are a new man.
旧事已经过去了。
That the old has passed away.
我们是一个新的人呢。
That we are the new man.
人家可以看出来你是一个新的人吗?
Can other people see and tell you're new?
这次听说我没有看到 football 啊, 有一个 family focus 的广告, 是不是?
This time I heard that there was a family focus commercial during the Super Bowl.
那我看CNN的看嘛, 他说这个广告是因为他们要花很多钱做广告的, 这个广告是整所有的这个, 这一场球赛里面呢, 最成功的一个广告。
And I heard on CNN that they had a report that this commercial was the most successful ad during this entire Super Bowl.
其实哦, 在这个时代里面哦, 大家心中都是很饥渴的。
Actually, in this society, in this day and age, people's hearts are thirsting.
当我们看到有一群人, 他们过的是跟不是世界上的人那种生活的时候,
And when they see there's a group of people who don't live according to this world,
他们真的会向往那种生活啊。
Then they will want to live that kind of life.
所以我听说, 那个基督教的一个网站啊, 他们那个hit, 他们去上那个基督教网站的增加了40倍,
so,
原来的40倍啊。
I heard that that church's website, the number of hits that hit their website increased by 40%.
这个时代的人大家都还是向往那种清新,那种改变的生命。
The people in this day and age want to change their lives.
有一次我到会城去,
Once I went to Philadelphia,
有一个慕道朋友跟我讲,
And a truth-seeking friend told me,
我好喜欢带我的孩子来到你们这个教会。
I'd like taking my kid to come to your church.
他说你们这个教会的青年人哦, 每个都彬彬有礼。
All the kids in your church are so well-behaved.
都看起来都很乖, 而且那个穿着都很正派。
They seem so good, they dress so nicely.
而且都, 让人家感觉很羡慕的一些孩, 让人家, 每个爸爸妈妈心目中的乖孩子都在, 都在哪里找得到啊。
And they basically represent what a parent wants to see in their kid.
真的, 后来他真的把孩子啊, 带到这个费城教会来慕道。
So later, really, she brought her child to the Philadelphia church.
所以我们呢, 有一个好行为, 自然会吸引别人过来啊。
So when we have good actions, then we will automatically attract people.
所以我们呢, 这是, 弟兄姐妹彼此提醒, 我们要做一个强而有力的, 无声的先道。
So we should continue to encourage each other to do this kind of evangelism.
我们再看, 使徒行传他们怎么样做宣道, 那么有效呢?
Let's see another reason why the church in Acts could evangelize so effectively.
下一个 slide,
the next slide.
我们看使徒行传第三章第六节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 3, verse 6.
彼得说, 金银我都没有, 第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
彼得说, 金银我都没有, 只有把我所有的给你。 我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。 请坐。
Verse 6, then Peter says, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
第七节,
Verse 7, and he took
于是,
him... Verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
第八节,
Verse 8, so he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God.
当神迹奇事显明的时候,
when this miracle was performed,
哦,真的, 这震撼整个世界, 震撼当时的世界,
this turned that world upside down.
我们来看第十节,
Let's look at verse 10.
请你读,
verse 10, then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened
真的,
to him.
大家都觉得很讶异,
People were filled with wonder and amazement.
第十章第四节,
In chapter 4, verse 10, Let it be known to you all and to all the people.
第四章第四节, chapter 4, verse 4.
Sorry, chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章第四节,
4, verse 4. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men who came to be about 5,000. After this lame man was saved,
男丁数目也有5,000光男丁啊。
5,000 men were believed.
这个神迹奇事的彰显常常使神的宣道啊, 可以推广出去。
Often a miracle will further push out the gospel of Christ.
这个神迹不是信仰的终极追求了。
Now a miracle is not the goal of your faith.
因为得过神迹的人将来也会死的。
Because once you've received a miracle, you'll still die.
但是神迹是信的一个必然结果。
But a miracle is a reason or a source for people to believe.
是相信的一个自然的结果 natural result.
It's a natural result of faith.
因为耶稣说，信的人必有神迹随着他们。
Because Jesus said that if you have faith, then miracles will happen to you.
所以当你们往普天下传福音的时候啊，你会看到有的人开始说新方言啊，有的人可以手拿蛇也不会被也不会死啊。
So when you preach to the ends of the earth,
喝了毒物也不会死啊。
You will see people who will drink poison and not die, or people who will serpents will bite them and they will not die.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们真的要祈求主耶稣哦，彰显神迹奇事。
And so we need to ask our Christ today to show His miracle.
这是使徒们的祷告，也是我们今天先道主的祷告。
This is the prayer of the apostles. This should also be the prayer of our evangelical.
我们看使徒行传第四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 4.
第四章的第二十九节、三十节。
Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 30.
四章二十九节、三十节。
Acts 4, verses 29 to 30.
请读。
29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that all with boldness they may speak your word. 30. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
使徒他们祷告啊，愿神迹奇事啊，因你的圣仆耶稣的名可以行出来。
They preached that Christ could heal and perform signs and wonders through Jesus Christ.
诸位同工们，我们有这种 guts 跟神这样祷告吗？
Do we have the guts to pray to God like?
主啊，请你施行神迹奇事。
Lord, please perform your miracles.
为什么呢？
Why?
这样子让我们可以让人真的可以来信服你就是那个又真又活的神啊。
So that others can believe that you are the true and living God.
求主耶稣让我们可以放胆讲道。那么讲完道之后呢，人家因着信。可以得到神的一个恩典。
Lord, help us preach so that after we preach, others can receive your grace.
我们早期的工人哦，真的很有 guts， 很有 guts 哦。
Our early workers really had a lot of guts.
那我们早期的传单怎么印的，你知道吗
？Do you know how they printed the early flyers back then？
讲真耶稣教有神迹奇事显明了。
The flyers used to say the true Jesus Church has miracles.
甚至写瞎眼看见、瘸腿走路这样的字眼哦。
It would even say the blind will see, the lame will walk.
我们以前早期的人，他们啊传福音啊，一手拿钩吹啦吼，钩吹一手敲锣敲鼓啊，敲锣啊。
Our early workers would carry a harmonica, some instrument in their left hand, and a gong in their right hand.
然后就开始喊啊，天父在寻找天国里面失落的人。
And they would proclaim out there, the Heavenly Father is looking for those who are lost.
然后呢，就讲说呢，这个信的，真的就有神迹奇事随着，瞎子会看见，瘸子会走路啊。
And they would say that if you believe, then the blind will see, the lame will walk.
他们就是这样讲的。
This is how they would preach.
吸引那个乡间的那个布道的对象来听道理的。
This is how they would attract the people of the village to come and listen to the gospel.
那我有听说一个故事，一个外教会的朋友想说啊。他们这样传哦，啊，他特别去找一些瞎眼的哦，要来听，然后看看你会不会开他们的眼睛这样子啦。
So I had heard a story about how there's another church member of a different church who said, okay, if you're going to preach like this, he found a bunch of blind people to come to our church to see if we could actually heal them.
他们是抱着试探的心，不是抱着信心来的。
And of course, they didn't come with faith. They were trying to just test us.
我们传道也是一样不怕，要医病的到前面来祷告。
And in the same way, our preacher courageously invited all who were sick to come to the front and pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。
And he prayed in the name of Jesus Christ.
哇，大家突然很大声啊。
And everyone prayed loudly.
那个瞎眼的啊，看不到，哎，是什么声音？吓死他了，赶快溜啊。
And the blind said, "What is that sound?" And they ran away.
这也是主耶稣保守他们呢。
And so Christ protected them also.
但是他们真的很有信心哦。
But they really had faith.
这个有时候耶稣说啊，如果没有神迹，你们总是不信。
Jesus said that sometimes if you don't have miracles, you will never believe.
我这样子看我们在座的人呢，哈。
I just look at those of us who are here today.
我很多人来信，你们今天来这边当工人的，很多人你们以前来信都是。神迹奇事来的不是吗
？Many of you are workers today, but when you first came to believe, did you not come because of a miracle?
我们这里有个弟兄从纽约州来的。
We have a brother here from New Jersey.
刚开始也不信了。
In the beginning, he would not believe.
他女儿被车子撞了。
Then his daughter was got in a car accident.
他女儿自己跟爸爸这样讲：“我好像飞起来，跌下去像个羽毛，那个路那个刻好像有枕头在那里，我就躺在那里啊。”
And her daughter testified to her father about how when I got in an accident, I was flew up into the air. When I came down, I fell on the curb as if it was a pillow.
后来这个弟兄就是现在坐在这里的，后来来信了。
And this brother sitting here today, he came to believe.
我们在座有一个弟兄从 北加州来。
We have another brother here from Northern California.
他怎么来信的？
How did he come to believe?
心脏开刀啊。
He had an operation in his heart.
要他到教会里面来啊。
His wife had invited him to church.
哦，他那刚开完刀，心脏痛得不得了啊。
And he had just had his operation. His heart hurt.
听道理的时候，眼睛闭起来，真的很痛。
And it was very painful when he came to listen to the sermon. He had to close his eyes.
他默默跟主耶稣讲。
And he secretly told Jesus.
如果你要我信你，这里真的有神了，让我现在不痛了。
If you really are God, you want me to believe, then let my heart stop hurting.
真的不痛了。
And it stopped hurting.
他现在坐在这里啊。
He's sitting here today.
我们当中很多人都是因为神迹奇事来信耶稣的。
There are many among us who came to believe in Christ because of a miracle.
所以我们要大胆的祷告主啊，为了你的名哦，请你彰显神迹奇事啊。
So we must courageously pray to God that for your name's sake, please show your miracles.
但是我们也要心里准备了
哦。But we have to prepare in our hearts.
不是行神迹奇事之后大家都会信。
That just because there are miracles doesn't mean everyone will believe.
以前因为我们台湾人啊，传福音很多传道都是这样传的。
Back in Taiwan, many preachers used to preach like this.
真的教会有神迹啊。
That in the church there are miracles.
那个乡下人都说，哦，你们这个人哦，已经快要死了。如果他好的话哦，我们哦，全村的人都来信了。
And people would say, we have a person here who's almost about to die. If you can heal him, then our entire village will come and believe.
结果他真的好了，大家都流光了。
And that person was healed, and everybody ran away.
所以早上谢执事讲说呢，耶稣啊，到某个地方去传福音呢。行了神迹啊，他不信，所以他行的更少。
And so the Gishay talked about this morning how Jesus went to a place, he performed miracles, and nobody believed. So then he stopped performing so many miracles.
我们祷告求神动工啊，神有他的方法。
We need to pray and ask God to move. He has his own way.
但是我们可以大胆的求神动工。
But we could still courageously and boldly pray for him to work.
再来，我们第四点，我们看使徒时代他们到底是怎么传福音的。
The fourth point in how the church in the apostolic times preached.
我们看使徒行传第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
第八章第四节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 4.
我们早上读过，我们再读一次第八章第四节。
Read this morning, Acts chapter 8, verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
这个是个人宣道啊。
This is individual evangelism.
今天真的，真耶稣教会带来信耶稣的大部分都是经过个人宣道。
Most people in the True Jesus Church who came to believe came as a result of personal evangelism.
耶路撒冷啊，福音从耶路撒冷传到犹大全地，再传到撒玛利亚。如果你仔细看哦，第八章的第一节，他们是分散在犹大全地跟撒玛利亚。
If you look in Acts chapter 8, verse 1, you can see that when the church, the gospel preached from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth.
第八章第一节，他们都分散在哪里呢
？In chapter 8, verse 1, where were they scattered throughout?
在犹大跟撒玛利亚，对不对
？Judea and Samaria.
他们这些、啊、分散的人就把福音传到犹大跟撒玛利亚。
And it was those who were scattered to Judea and Samaria who preached the gospel there.
所以，如果传到地级哦，是保罗的个人的 missionary work， 是个人的啊个啊就是他的宣啊啊啊宣道旅程啊。
And so, if it was Paul's own goal to preach to the ends of the earth,
从耶路撒冷传到犹大全地跟撒玛利亚是。个人宣道的一个结果。
That the result was that the result of personal evangelism was that the gospel went from Judea, Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria.
诸位，我们想一想，个人宣道真的很多好处哦。
Let's think about this. There are a lot of pros and benefits to personal evangelism.
比如说，伯恩教会有200个人在这边聚会。
For example, the Ballin Park Church has 200 people here.
你想想看，真的有时候很可怕。如果一个人对四个人传福音，那个宣道的对象就有2000个人呢。
Actually, this is kind of scary. If you think one person can preach to say 10 people, then we'll have 2,000 people at the next evangelical service.
规模是很大的。
This is a big amount.
我们这一次的发展哦。无论早期现在，几乎都是从个人宣道开始的。
Whether we're talking about the old times or today, most preaching happens through personal evangelism.
我们说伊丽莎长老，黄伊丽莎长老。
We say that Elder Elijah.
回到自己的故乡献西，在那边建立教会，不是吗
？Didn't he go back to his own hometown and set up a church there?
我们现在在美国有一位柬埔寨族的一位传道人。
There is a Cambodian preacher here in America today.
你仔细观察他。
If you observe him closely.
真的，他信了耶稣之后，一直在传给他们柬埔寨人。他们自己的家人呢
？You notice after he came to believe, he continued to try to preach to his own family members.
他传给他的养父 ，stepfather.
And he preached to his stepfather.
养父后来受洗了。
And later, his stepfather came to be baptized.
传给他的亲生父母。
He preached to his birth father and parents.
他的亲生父母来受洗了。
His birth parents came to believe and be baptized.
他传给他的 niece.
He preached to his nieces.
他有好几个，四个 niece.
He had four nieces.
五个，四个，
or five,
四五个
，or four.
还在传呢
He's still preaching to
them. 都是经过个人宣道
This all happened through personal evangelism.
你听他见证啊，他得到圣灵第一次以后打电话给谁？打电话给他的未婚妻，打电话给他妈妈。
If you hear his testimony, once he got the Holy Spirit, who did he call? He called his mom. He called his wife.
有神，你现在要祷告，神是真的，圣灵是真的。
He's told them, you have to pray to God. There's a God. There's a real God, and the Holy Spirit is real.
Why
is personal evangelism so effective? Because you already have some credibility with the people you know, with your family members. The people that you're preaching to know that you love them. Like, for example, his fiance, she knew that he loved her. Otherwise, why would he be calling her at such a late night? His parents knew my child is submissive to me. He's filial. He's good to me. Why would he lie to me?
So, brothers and sisters,
there are many methods that we can preach today.
我们真的要注重啊，个人宣道的工作。
But we have to emphasize personal evangelism.
为什么它那么有功效呢？
Why is it so effective?
我觉得它有主耶稣的应许啊。
I think it has the promise of God in it.
我们看使徒行传17章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
17章。
Chapter 17.
这是神借着保罗做这样的一个应许啊。
Here God gave Paul this promise.
16章。
Chapter 16.
使徒行传16章的31节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
16章31节。
16, verse 31.
请读。
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
这个神他应许你哦，你一个人信主的目的就是为了带领你的家人，所以你当信耶稣，你跟你的家人都要得救。
This is the promise of Christ, that when you believe in Christ, it is so that you can preach to the family members and bring them to him.
所以，诸位，我们被拣选不是为了我们个人的好处而已。
And so we're not chosen just for our own personal benefit.
我们要把这个爱传给我们的家人。
We have to spread this love to our family members.
让你跟你的全家都可以得救。
So that our entire family can be saved.
真的有时候我们看到很多弟兄姐妹，他们很积极在做这种工作。
Often we see people, brothers and sisters, really trying to do this. I see this Cambodian minister. And I often admire him. That in order to try to preach to his nieces, he adopted them as his own children. This is a great love. That in order to save a soul, and so we must save our family members.
这是主的应许,
this is the promise
这也是主的吩咐,
of God. This is also the command of God. Let's look at Mark chapter 5.
Mark chapter 5.
Mark chapter
5.
Chapter
5,
verse
19.
Chapter 5, verse 19. 5:19. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you.
你是讲 friend 吗？还是亲属？还是 relative？
Friends.
Friends 哈，呀，这个格拉森患鬼的被主耶稣医治了。
Here, this man who was possessed in the country of Gadarenes was healed by Christ.
他要跟随主耶稣啊。
And he wanted to follow Jesus.
耶稣说不用了，你有一个很重要的事情要做。
Jesus said, "No, you have an important thing to do."
回家去到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做何等大的事，怎么样怜悯他们都告诉他们。
To go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has compassion on you.
所以这是神的心意啦，你得到恩典的，你要跟你的friend讲，你要跟你的朋友讲，你要跟你的家属来讲。
This is what God wants, that once you've received his grace, you have to tell your friends, you have to tell your family.
讲到friend，我就想起巴西有位弟兄啊。
When we talk about friends, I think that there is a brother in Brazil.
他很会做个人宣道。
He is very good at personal evangelism.
你知道他怎么做个人宣道吗？
You know how he does it?
他把我们那个教会的五大教义带在身上。
He carries our church's five basic beliefs with him.
都是跟他最好的朋友说，我真的不会害你，这是圣经上的话，每一节都有圣经根据的。
And he would tell his friends, I'm not trying to trick you, I won't hurt you. These are the five basic beliefs from the Bible. Each one has a Bible verse.
然后呢，他就那个 booklet 那就一个一个 go over 这样子。
And he would go over everything in that booklet one by one.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
信。
I believe.
来祈祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
真的就有人得圣灵呢。
And really, somebody would receive the Holy Spirit like that. And they would come and believe.
到另外一家去。
He'll go to another family.
同样的方法。 这个圣经上这样讲，这样讲，你信吗？
Do the same thing all over again. This is how the Bible says it. Do you believe?
信。
I believe.
来祈祷告。
Let's pray.
没有得到圣灵。
Oh, you didn't get the Holy Spirit?
啊，再来，再重来一次，来，从头开始讲起来。
Let's start from the beginning.
第一条是这样，你真的相信吗
？Line by line, do you believe?
你这一条你真的相信吗
？You really believe?
啊，再一起祷告。
All right, let's pray again.
他是这样带领来，带领好，带领他的朋友来信耶稣的。
This is how he brought his friends to believe in Christ.
我真的感谢主了，真的很多人他们有这样的心哈，这是主耶稣的一个吩咐，不只是应许而已。
I really thank God that many people have this heart. This is the command of Christ, not just his promise.
我们刚提到说这个个人宣道，因为你本身已经有一些功效啊，有能够赢得别人的信任了哦。
We said before that personal evangelism is effective because you already have a little credibility with people.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 10.
第十章的第几节？第啊，我们看一下。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
第他啊。第二十四节
24. And the following day they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends.
这个哥尼流他是一个好人呢。
Cornelius was a good man.
常常周济人。
He often gave alms to people.
圣经上讲他是个义人。
The Bible says that he was a righteous man.
第七节讲他的兵叫虔诚兵。
In verse 7, it says that he was a devout soldier.
他是一个虔诚人，他影响他的兵成为虔诚兵。
That he was a devout soldier and he influenced his men to be devout men.
这样的人大家都很敬爱的啦。
So of course people love a guy like this.
所以他可以拉很多的亲朋好友啊，来到这个啊彼得面前听主耶稣的话。
That's why he was able to call together many relatives and close friends to come hear the words of Peter.
啊，所以他很有影响力啊，因为这个人有公信力了。
And so this guy had great influence.
为什么个人现在那么有效？
Why is personal evangelism so effective?
因为你的朋友真的会相信你啊！
Because your friends will believe you.
他知道你不会害他。
They know that you're not going to hurt them.
把你最好的给他。
That you'll give them your best.
为什么个人宣道这么有效呢？
Finally, why is personal evangelism so effective?
因为那是你讲你个人的生命啊。
Because you're talking about your own life.
这个是没有办法 deny 的，你根本没有办法没有办法人家反对你的，因为这是你自己。亲手摸过、亲眼看到的一个事实。
There's no way for somebody to argue that because this is what you've experienced, this is what you've seen and touched.
小弟看到一个地方教会哈，他为什么这个福音茶会做得很成功呢
？I know there's a local church, and why is their gospel tea fellowship so effective?
我看到其他的教会也在做福音茶会，但是总是没有觉得没有这个教会那么热络。
I see a lot of churches doing gospel tea fellowships, but they're not as effective as this one church.
那为什么这个教会有个特色在哪里呢
？Why? What was unique about?
他们第一堂课当然是请传道正道了哈。
First, they start with a minister giving a sermon.
再来，他们有个 discussion.
And then they'll have a discussion.
那这个 discussion 有个主题。
And this discussion has a topic.
那个成功点就是说，当这个主题出来的时候啊，每一个在座的宣道组的成员啊，都在谈他生命的见证。
And the reason it's successful is because in every group during that discussion, the one leading it is talking about the testimony of his own life.
我发现了那个教会很多人哦，平常对主耶稣的恩典记得很清楚啦。
I find that in that church, people just normally have a very clear remembrance of the grace of God in their lives.
所以当朋友来到我们当中的时候呢，他就把以前主耶稣在洗礼的时候他的感受是什么，得圣灵的时候他的感受是什么，原原本本的就跟那个慕道朋友分享，这个就是这么好的一个宝贝啊。
So whenever a friend comes to church, they'll clearly be able to explain to them and tell them, "This is the grace of God in my baptism, in coming to believe."
那因为大家谈得很真诚哦，又是。那么的美好啊
！And because everybody is speaking so honestly and so well，
所以你看到不是一个人讲哦，你看那个小一组啊，我跟他们参加很多次啊，十几个人，好至少七八个人讲。你看一个慕道的朋友啊，沉浸在一个七八个人的五六个人七八个那个生命的见证当中呢，你说他怎么？他怎么没有办法感受到那种神的爱、神的热、神的美好呢？
And so in this group, you'll have seven or eight people around you who keep testifying about the love of God, the warmth of God, and how can you not be touched by that?
所以我觉得这是他们一个福音茶会的一个很好的特色，就是生命的见证。
So I feel like this is a good unique nature part of this church's gospel tea fellowships. They're talking about the testimony of their lives.
我们来看十一章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 21.
十一章二十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 21.
十一章二十一节
Chapter 11, verse 21.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就有很多了。这边提到说他们后来教会传到安提阿去了。
This talks about how the church later was preached to Antioch.
那主跟他们同在。
And the Lord was with them.
信的人很多啊。
And a great number believed.
后来他们就差神的工人去那边做宣道的工作。
And so then they sent workers there to do more evangelism.
所以在使徒行传我们看到，小弟在讲义里面写了六点呢。那今天在因为下午我们就讲这四点就好了。
And so in the notes there are six points about this overall topic, but we've talked about four of them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以做很多的宣道方法都没有问题的。
So brothers and sisters, there are many different ways we can preach, and they're all fine.
但是我们看到使徒行传呢，好几点都很让我们羡慕啊。
But we see several ways in the book of Acts that cause us to really admire them.
我们要走古道。
We have to walk in the way of the old way.
我们今天真耶稣教会啊，坚持走属灵的深处，而不用感性来吸引人。
In the True Jesus Church, we use the depths of the truth to attract people, and not justsomething emotional to bring people in.
We don't want to use emotional high to replace spiritual depth.这个真耶稣教会一定要进到圣经的方法，才能够得到神的同工。
The True Jesus Church today needs to go back to the ways of the Bible, the method of the Bible, to have the abidance of God.
当然，我们有很多的方法可以很 very creative 我们可以有很多的方法来跟朋友做第一次接触的工作。
Of course, there are many different creative ways that we can use to first come into contact.
那是神赐给我们的智慧。
And this comes from the gifts that God gives us, and
the
wisdom.
但是最主要的就是，真的《使徒行传》到底用神用什么方法，真的把人留住了呢
？But from Acts, what is the way that you see that people stay in the church?
愿主耶稣跟我们同在，帮助我们。
May God help us and be with us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
288首。
288.